Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first Wanderlust Spanish online podcast, English version. Friendly reminder that besides transcriptions, you can find our Spanish version on this same channel. In this first episode, we'll talk about the holiday season in Latin America. What do we do? What do we eat? With whom do we celebrate? Keep on listening for more information.
Would you like to learn Spanish and speak the real Latin American Spanish while having a lot of fun doing so? If the answer is yes, contacta Wanderlust Spanish y aprende a hablar español como yo.
Hello, my name is Nick, and what I love about Christmas is getting together with my family and having a nice meal.
Hello, I'm Rod, and what I love about Christmas is getting those huge meals with family and getting drunk with my friends afterwards.
Well, let's talk first about the holidays in Latin America. What are they?
According to the philosopher Hans-Georg Gadamer, holidays or feasts are a separate time from daily life. During this time, rituals are practiced, moments are cherished, and course of time changes. The Gregorian calendar we still use marks December as the month in which we celebrate Christmas.
Christmas comes from the Latin nativitas and means birth. We tend to associate Christmas with Jesus' birthday, December 25th, when actually it is Unbeaten Sun holiday, a Roman celebration. From that day on, the sun is reborn in the Northern Hemisphere. For South America, no, we're roasting down here. To celebrate, the Romans performed the Saturnals, big feasts for everyone in the empire, regardless of status.
And do you happen to know why we love trees on Christmas? For the ancient Germans, the trees were a symbol of vitality and strength. Pines, particularly, are able to keep producing green leaves even on rough winters. In Latin America, our pines are plastic because, as we said before, it's very hot in here.
How does Argentina spend their holidays?
Holidays in Argentina in one word, Vitel Toné. This dish is a synonym of Christmas time because, unfortunately, we don't eat it in the rest of the year. It's a kind of meat called peseto, sliced in tiny pieces, and you have it as a cold dish. The key here is the sauce. It has to be abundant. It has mayo, mustard, anchovies, tuna, and so much more. It's a very hot season for most of the country, so cold dishes win over hot meals, like the asado. Even though no one actually quits this Argentine classic, and you can find tons of groups celebrating over asados.
The ritual prior to midnight is pretty uneventful. We share a meal together, we toast with cider or champagne, we wait for Papa Noel, Santa Claus, if there are any children present, and we open gifts. Afterwards, young people go to other parties with friends. They're usually located in parks, streets, or maybe even in a house.
Cumbia, reggaeton, and cuarteto are Argentine classic rhythms to dance to. We don't have a holiday theme, but a lot of cumbia hits like No Me Arrepiento de Este Amor from Shilda.
No me arrepiento de este amor, aunque me cueste el corazón. Amar es un milagro y yo te amé, como nunca jamás lo imaginé.
And last but not least, if you want to see the ghost of Christmas past in an Argentine movie, we strongly recommend Felicidades by Lucho Bender. How does Chile spend their holidays?
Fun fact, in Chile, they call Christmas Easter too, but in Argentina, that is another religious holiday where we celebrate Jesus Christ's resurrection.
At Christmas time, we tend to celebrate with a family dinner, and at midnight we open presents for children. There's no typical meal, however, we always do something special, like turkey dinner. On New Year's, we have family dinners too, but after midnight, young folks party hard, or we go to other friends' houses. Usually, we drink cola de mono, monkey's tail, schnapps with milk and cloves. For Christmas, we have pan de Pascua, Easter bread, a sweet cake with candied fruit.
On New Year's Eve, there are some rituals at night. We eat 12 grapes, one for each month. We light candles, save money in our pockets. If someone wants to have a partner, they seek to have someone of their interest. Once an aunt went around the block with a suitcase because she wanted to travel.
In Coquimbo, one of Chile's cities, there are fireworks on New Year's Eve, and before the social crisis and COVID-19, people would go to the beach to see them with champagne. Everyone drinks champagne at midnight.
At a grandparent's friend's house in an urban hill, people see fireworks from their street, and some of them pull their tables out in the streets and throw confetti and fireworks into the air at midnight.
Another New Year's tradition is to create large doll-like figures and place them in corners. After that, we burn them, symbolizing that everything bad flushes with the year that passed away. We call that make a monkey or burn a monkey. In some parts, at midnight, you can see fog and bonfires as a result of the monkeys burning.
There is always music in the air on New Year's. Cumbia is the queen. A song everyone plays every year is Un Año Más.
In some families, adults send each other Christmas cards with well wishes and place them in Christmas trees. They decorate the trees during Christmas time and put them away at the beginning of January. How does Colombia spend their holidays?
Holidays in Colombia are a huge deal. The Christmas tree is officially assembled on December the 8th, but the party starts the day before. That night, every family gathers to drink and eat, and they light candles in the street. Light Candles Night, a very famous event in Colombia. Also, it's a bit dangerous because they use gunpowder and sometimes people get hurt.
On December 16th, novenas, nines, start. People read prayers during nine nights, and by the end of each day, children get candy. On the last night, they receive gifts.
December the 24th and the 31st are really important. A Colombian tradition is to wear new clothes those days. They usually eat pork, tamales, natillas, and fritters. Yum! On New Year's Eve in Colombia, there are superstitions like agüeros, good riddance rituals. For instance, they say it's good luck to wear yellow underpants. At 12 o'clock, they eat 12 grapes and they wish for each one. This is an agüero too. Also, they go around the block with a suitcase as an agüero for traveling.
Everyone dances and there are special CDs with Colombian classics like Pacho Galán, Lucho Bermúdez, Colombian music orchestras, and Colombian cumbia, of course.
Another tradition is to burn all your toys. They make toys out of clothes, cardboard, and cotton with the shape of someone famous or a politician or something remarkable of that year. That toy is set on fire in the street by the end of the year to forget that it happened.
How does Mexico spend their holidays?
The arrival of the Christmas season and the end of the year bring them with a Mexican tradition full of food, parties, alcohol, and fun popularly known as Maratón Guadalupe Reyes, Guadalupe Reyes Marathon. Nevertheless, it's not an athletic race where the goal is to run several kilometers, but to party hard as much as you can.
Even though the Guadalupe Reyes Marathon is all about parties, the popular tradition has a different origin. Its name comes from the police rallies that were held at the end of each year during the 90s in Mexico City. The police officers watched and protected thousands of pilgrims that arrived at Guadalupe Church on December 12th. They then took care of the citizens during all of the holiday parties through January 6th, the night of the Three Wise Men.
Ever since, that term stuck on pop culture to refer to the feast celebrated in that time of the year. Afterwards, there are nine posadas, nights, from December the 16th to December the 24th, and of course, Christmas Eve on 24th and Christmas on December 25th, New Year and Wise Men, night on January the 6th.
There are those who extend the partying until Candelaria Day, February 2nd, the sequel of the Night of the Three Wise Men. Those who found a doll in their cake on January 6th have to make a tamaliza, something like a tamales feast.
Well, we hope that you enjoyed knowing a bit more about Latin American culture. Follow us on our social media to find out more information and learn true native Latin American Spanish.
On our social media and website, you can check out our transcript and a Spotify playlist with the songs we played today. Bye guys, see you soon.